Today's daf is Me'ila daf Beis, and we are at the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechtas Me'ila. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliz. So the Parsha of Me'ila is mentioned in three psukim in the end of Parshas Vayikra. Perikei Pasuk Yudalit, Tezvav and Tezayin. Vayidaber Hashem Amoy Shalema. Nefesh ki simol mal. If somebody will violate the Isser Mi'ila, Nefesh ki simol mal, the Chata Bishgaga, and he will sin b'shoigig. Mikotshe Hashem. The heaviest Hashem el Hashem. What happens? He has to bring a carbon Hashem. Ayil tomi minatzoin. Be'erkacha kesef shkolin. The shekel ha'koidesh la'ashem. The isa asher chata min ha'koidesh. In addition to this person being obligated to bring a carbon Hashem, says the Torah Yishalim. He also has to pay money. The eschamishiso yosef olav. He has to add a fifth to the principal payment, the nosan oisel lakoyen, he gives that money to the koyen, vakoyen yichaper olav, the koyen is going to atone for him, be'el ha'asham, with the carbon that he's bringing, the nislach loyen, that's through that, this person is going to get kapara. These three psukim are the entirety of the parish of Me'ila. So again, what's Me'ila? Nefesh ki simoil mal, v'chata b'shkoga mikotche Hashem. Clearly, the pasuk is very sasim. Says Rashi, ki simoil mal, what does that mean? Ein mi'ila b'chol makoim ela shinoi. This is a person that deviated. He did something that he wasn't supposed to do. In this case, what was that deviation? Shenehene min ha'hektesh. So this person was nehene min ha'hektesh. In other words, the iser mi'ila is somebody who benefited from hektesh. Something that's hektesh means that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It belongs to hektesh. If a person would go and would have personal benefit from the hektesh, that's Me'ila. So Me'ila is someone who benefits from something that belongs to hektesh. Clearly, it's something that you're not allowed to do. The Torah says that someone who does that is v'chata, he did an avera. That is Me'ila. What happens if someone's mo'il? Says the Torah, he has to bring a carbon asham. Additionally, he has to make hektish whole for this benefit that he had. Additionally, he has to add a chaymish. But it's clear in the pasuk that when the Torah outlines the aforementioned punishments for a mo'il behektish, it's talking about someone that did Me'ila b'shoikik. Nefesh ki simo mal v'chata b'shkaga mikotche Hashem. Meaning, someone who does Me'ila b'shoikik, see here you have psukim in the Torah that tells you what's supposed to happen. You bring a carbon asham, you have to pay, and you have to add a fifth. What if someone is mo'il b'mezid? So the truth is, that's a machloikis in Shas. It's a machloikis Rebbe in the Chachamim. The primary source to this machloikis is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Daled Amud Aleph. It's mentioned, however, in other places as well. We saw it together most recently in Masechta Krisos, Daf Chav Beis. Rebbe Shita is, if someone's mo'il behektish b'mezid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. The Chachamim say, if someone's mo'il behektish b'mezid, he's not chayiv misa, but he gets malchus. So of course it's aser. There's definitely going to be a punishment. The question is it Malkus, that's the Chachamim Shita? Or is it Misa B'dei Shamayim, that's Rebbe Shita? One thing is clear, and that is there's no Karis. There's no Karis for someone that is Moil B'Hektish B'Mezid. So if somebody B'Mezid benefits from Hektish, there's no Karis. That's why it wasn't mentioned as one of the Lamed Vav Krisos in the first Mishnah, Masechtas Krisos. That's also why if someone's Moil behektish b'shoigig, this is important, he doesn't bring a carbon chatos. Nefesh ki simo mal v'chata b'shkogo v'hevi es hashomoy. He brings a carbon asham. What happened to the good old chatos? I thought when a person doesn't have a b'shoigig, he brings a carbon chatos. The Teretz is, the Gemara said this in Krisos Tav Chav Beis, that when do you bring a chatos b'shoigig? That's if you do an avera that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karis. So any avera shes doinei karis b'shoigig, you bring a kar mechatos. Me'ila b'mezid is not a chayiv krisus. What is it? According to Rebbe, it's misa b'dei shamayim, which is not the same as karis. According to the Chachamim, all it is malchus. Regardless, it's not a dover shes doinei karis. If it's not a dover shes doinei karis, then b'shoigig, you don't bring a kar mechatos. What do you do if you're mo'il behektish b'shoigig? You have to bring a carbon. Not a carbon chatos, a carbon asham. Additionally, there's a monetary payment that you have to make as well. The monetary payment is you have to pay the principal amount of the benefit that you had. We'll see in the sugis a little bit better what that means. And there's a surcharge on top of that. You also have to pay a chaymish. You have to add a fifth to whatever it is you're doing. Who's the beneficiary of that? The pasuk says, "V'nasan l'kayin." You're supposed to give it to the Kayan. But in terms of what the Isser Me'ila is, it's an Isser Hana. Rashi says in one line, what is Me'ila? Shenehene min ha-hekdash. He had Hana from Hekdash. It's for that reason that the Shir Me'ila is a Shir Pruta. It's a very interesting Shir. So ordinarily, Shiure Yachila are Bekezayas. Shiure Shtia are Berevias. The Shir Me'ila is not Bekezayas. So if somebody eats something that's Hekdash, he's a Mayel Behekdash. It doesn't say you're not allowed to eat Hekdash. It says Me'ila. You're not allowed to benefit from Hekdash. But what would be the Shir? So you have to determine how much this person ate and how much that's worth. You ate a piece of cake that belongs to Hekdash. Okay, if you went to the local bakery and you wanted to buy this piece of cake, how much would you have to pay? If you'd have to pay a pruta for it, so that means that it's a shava pruta. If it's a shava pruta, you're considered a mile behektish. If it's not a shava pruta, then you're not. What do you mean? I thought shiuri achila always tali bekezayas. The Teretz says there's no iser achila. Mi'ila is not an iser achila. Mi'ila is an iser hana. And being that it's an iser hana, the sheer mi'ila is a sheer pruta. That's the first thing. The second thing is the Torah, when it mentions the concept of mi'ila, it says nefesh kisimo mal v'chata b'shgaga mikotche hashem. So what kind of kachin did this nefesh do mi'ila in? It was kachay Hashem. What does that mean? It says Rashi, mikachay Hashem, ha-miyuchadim l'Hashem. It's kachin that's miyuchet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very clear in Rashi, and it's going to be clear in the sugyas that we're going to learn as soon as today's daf, and that is that there's no mi'ila in all kachim. Not all kachim has mi'ila. There's only certain type of kachim that have mi'ila. And which type does, which type doesn't, any kachim that falls into the category of kachay Hashem is going to be subject to the laws of Me'ila. But any kachim that doesn't fall into the category of kachay Hashem is not going to be subject to the laws of Me'ila. What is the definition of kachay Hashem? Zok Rashi, ha-miyuchadim l'Hashem. And then Rashi continues. He says, Yotzu, what's that coming to exclude? Kachim Kalim. So kachim Kalim is not considered kachay Hashem. Clearly implied from Rashi is two things. Number one, kachay Kadoshim is considered Kachi Hashem, and Kachi Bedekabayis is also considered Kachi Hashem. So let's review. We know that there's two types of Kachi. There's Kachi Mizbeach, and there's Kachi Bedekabayis. Kachi Mizbeach is when someone makes something hektish, and he says that I want that the beneficiary of this shouldn't just be hektish, the institution, but I want it to go towards the Mizbeach. So he's makdish an animal, and he says, I want this animal to physically go on the Mizbeach. Or he gives hektish money, and he says, I want you to use this money to buy something that's going to go on the Mizbeach. Whether it's an animal, whether it's wine for the Nesachim, whether it's Shemen to include with the Menachas. But the point is where a person gives money to Hekdesh and he stipulates that the beneficiary shouldn't just be Hekdesh, it should go to Mizbeach. That's Kachim Mizbeach. Kachim Bedekabayis is when someone's Makdish something to Hekdesh, but he doesn't want it necessarily to go on the Mizbeach. It should go to Hekdesh. You can use it to maintain the Beis HaMikdash, to make repairs, to do anything that might be necessary to do. Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Bedekabayis. Within the world of Kachay Mizbeach, there's two levels of Kedusha. You have Kachay Kedoshim, you have Kachay Kalim. Kachay Kedoshim is a Chatas, it's an Oila, it's an Asham, and a Shalmei Tzibur. Those were the, and Menachas were also Kachay Kedoshim. All other Kachim was considered Kachay Kalim. Says Rashi, what's Kachay Hashem? It's all Kachim, with the exception of Kachim Kalim. If it's all Kachim, it means that, number one, it's Kachim Bedekabayis. Number two, within the world of Kachim Mizbeach, it's going to be Kachim Kedoshim. Only that is considered Miyuchadim Lashem. As opposed to Kachim Kalim, that's not considered Miyuchadim Lashem. What's the Svara behind it? So there's an easy answer, and there's a much more difficult answer. We'll speak out the easy answer. And that is Kachim Bedekabayis, starting there, is Miyuchadim Lashem. Because it belongs 100% to Hekdesh. There's no Kayin, there's no Bailim, there's no one that's going to have any Chelik in Kachay Bedekabayis. If you're Makdish something to Bedekabayis, Bedekabayis takes the money, they do with it whatever they deem necessary. There's no Bailim that's going to get a percentage of it. The Kayin, the Kayanim don't sit down, the Anshei HaMishmar, and say, let's divide the Kachay Bedekabayis. No, Kachay Bedekabayis is exclusively, it's Miyuchadim Hashem. And as a result, it's considered Kachay Hashem. Within the world of Kachay Mizbeach, Kachay Kadoshim is also considered 100% LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's considered Miyuchadim Lashem, and it's for that reason it's considered Kachay Hashem. You have Me'ila. Kachim Kalim is not considered Miyuchadim Lashem, and it's for that reason by Kachim Kalim you don't have the halacha of Kachay Hashem. Stating that, there's a very, very important caveat, and that segues into the first stop. And that is, even though Rashi says And this is, of course, based on Sugyas and Masechtas Me'ilah, that Kachi Kadashim is considered Kachi Hashem, Kachim Kalim is not considered Kachi Hashem. So there's Me'ilah by Kachi Kadashim, there's no Me'ilah by Kachim Kalim. But that is a gross oversimplification of how the laws of Me'ilah works. There are times where there is no Me'ilah by Kachi Kadashim, and there are times that there is Me'ilah by Kachim Kalim. And this is very important. This is not some abstract exception to the rule. This is Me'ilah 101, as in Dambez. And that is as follows. Kachi Kadashim, once you do Zrika, so a Karban Chatos was brought, and now the Kehanim did the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, and the Zrika. After the Zrika, the Basar of the Chatos was Mutal Achila. Now, only a Kohen was allowed to eat it, because Kachi Kadashim is only Nechel L'Zichrei Kohuna. But the Basar of the Karban Chatos was allowed to be eaten after the Zrika. Once the Basar is allowed to be eaten, it's no longer considered Kachi Hashem. It's no longer subject to the laws of Me'ilah. So it's true that Kachi Kadashim has Me'ilah, but Basar Kachi Kadashim La'acha Zrika Yatsum Ide Me'ilah. There's no halacha of Me'ilah anymore. That's the halacha. The Imurim always going to have Me'ilah. The Basar, only the Basar, the Chelik of the Chatas, that's going to be Nechel. Once there was a Zrika, at that point, you're not going to have Me'ilah anymore. And at first glance, it maybe makes sense, because what's the whole Yisoid of the Isser Me'ilah? Why does it relate to Kachi Kadashim? Because it's Kachi Hashem. It's Miyul Chadim Lashem. Once you do this Rika, now the Kehanim are allowed to eat it. If they're allowed to eat it, it's not Kachi Hashem anymore. Sounds simple. But the point is that Kachi Kadashim is considered Kachi Hashem. That's where you have the laws of Me'ilah stating that. La'achaz Rika, as it relates to the Basa. Being that the Basa is now going to be Mutal Kayanim, so the Halach is, it's going to be Yatsim Idei Me'ilah. Kachim Kalim is the opposite. Kachim Kalim is not considered Kachi Hashem. And as a result, Rashi says, Yotzu Kachim Kalim, there's no Halacha Mila. Stating that, if you bring a Karban Shlomim, for example, which is Kachim Kalim, when the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika is done, La'acha Zrika, the Halacha is you have to take the Emurim, the fats and certain parts of the animal, and you have to put them on the Mizbeach. Being that the Emurim go on the Mizbeach, La'acha Zrika, they're now considered Kachi Hashem. And as a result, it's going to now be Me'ilah. So with Kachim Kalim, La'acha Zrika, the Emurim are now going to have Me'ilah. So you start off when you learn the halachas of Me'ilah, just from Chimish Rasha, that Kachi Kadashim, Me'ilah. Kachim Kalim, no Me'ilah. Stating that, it's a lot more complicated than that. Because Kachim Kadashim, it's true there's Me'ilah. Stating that there's a time there's no Me'ilah. When is there no Me'ilah? Basar Kachim Kadashim, La'achazrika, there's no Me'ilah. Kachim Kalim, wake up in the morning, there is no Me'ilah. Stating that again, it's not so simple. Because Kachim Kalim, La'achazrika, the Emurim, do have Me'ilah. So Basar Kachim Kadashim, La'achazrika, there's no Me'ilah. A Mure Kachim Kalim La'achaz Rika does have the halacha of Me'ilah. One other thing as an introduction, and then we'll start the Masechta, and that is that in addition to the halacha of Me'ilah, there's also what's known in Yeshiva as the Isser Kodesh. So what exactly is the Isser Kodesh? It's very unclear. So there's an Isser known as Isser Kodesh, and it's talked a lot about, but in terms of what it even means, is a little bit unclear. The Makar to the Isser Kodesh is a Tosfos in three places in Shas. It's in the Darim Daf Yud Amud Aleph, it's in Nazir Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and it's in the Masechtas Tmura Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The context over there is something that Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda was very worried that if a person's going to be Makdish a carbon, how do you know it's not going to come Lidei Me'ilah? How do you know someone's not going to come and benefit from the carbon? So you know you have to bring a carbon. You have an obligation. You're going to Eretz Yisrael in a month, so you know what? You go to your backyard, you see an animal, I want this animal to be my carbon. It's dangerous, because if this animal is going to lie around, it could be also Lidei Takala. We've seen that so many times. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the ideal way to be Makdish a carbon is, quote, Adam mevi kifsasei la'azara, bring your kifsa, bring your shepsala to the azara, umakdisha, be Makdish her there, v'saymechale, and do smicha there, v'shaychta. Like this, you can avoid all your problems. Bring it into the azara. Now, could you bring it in before you Makdish it? Why is that not chulim azara? But either way, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. To avoid takala, the perfect way of doing it, again, Lashon Rabbi Yehuda. Adam mevi kifsasei la'azara, umakdisha, v'saymechale, v'shaychta. Zok Tosfos, Nedarim Daf Yud Amud Aleph. You don't have real Tosfos in Nedarim, it's in the Tosfos on the side of the Gemara. Says Tosfos, let's learn a little bit of Dikduk. Adam mevi kifsasei la'azara, umakdisha, v'saymech aleha, v'shoichta, Lashon Nekeva. We're clearly talking about a female animal. Says, which animal of Neder and Nedava is Bar Ben Akeva, it's the Shlava. There's two animals that you could bring Ben Adab and Adava, two types of karbanas, an Oila and a Shlava. An Oila has to be a Zachar. A Shlava can be either a Zachar or an Akeva. Says Toysis, Middenach Alosh and Akeva, Amud of a Shlava Mairi. The Tema Frek Toysis, if we're talking about a Shlava, Maita Kol Ashayach B'Shlava, Haloi Ein Me'ilo B'Shlava. A Shlava is Kachem Kalim. If it's Kachem Kalim, there's no Me'ilo. When is the Me'ilo by Kachem Kalim? A mure kachem kalim lachas rika. But ordinarily there's no me'ilah. So Frank Tyson, what was Rabbi worried about? He's worried about a kivsa. He's worried about this nekeva. A nekeva is always, by definition, a nekeva that's bab and edim and adava is going to have to be a shlomim. There's no me'ilah by a shlomim because it's kachem kalim. V'yei shlomim says Tyson. Dinei de me'ilah leka. It's true there's no issa me'ila, but no one said there's no issa deiraisa. You're allowed to go ahead and have ana. You could benefit from a carbon shlomim because it's kachem kalim. No. Ay, yotsu kachem kalim, Rashi says in Chumash from the parasha me'ila. That's from that very specific, that very unique parasha. That very unique parasha of Mi'ila, their kachem kalam is excluded. But as it relates to there being an Isra Hana, midday raisa, Tosfos was mechadish, that there's going to be an Isra Hana day raisa. This Isra Hana, that Tosfos was mechadish, is the Isra Kodesh. It's a Tosfos in three places in Shas. Tosfos proves it from this Gemara in the Darim Daf Yud. He has another Makar from a Sugya in Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chav Ches, ironically regarding a Shofar Shel Shlomim. Maybe we'll get into that when it's a little more in Yonah Diyoma. But regardless, for now, we have the Issa Me'ila. The Issa Me'ila is only Negeya by Kodshei Hashem. What's the definition of Kodshei Hashem? Says Rashi, HaMiyuchadim Lashem, Yatsu Kodshem Kalim, meaning there's Me'ila by Kodshei Bet Agabayis, there's Me'ila by Kodshei Kodoshim, there's only no Me'ila by Kodshem Kalim. Stating that's not always the case. Basar Kodshei Kodoshim La'achaz Rika, there's no Me'ila. A mure kachem kalam la'achas zrika, there is mi'ila. So if somebody asks you, zrika, how does that impact mi'ila? It brings mi'ila, fakir, it makes that there shouldn't be mi'ila, depends. Zrika by kachem kadashim takes away mi'ila. Zrika by kachem kalam brings mi'ila. But that's all as it relates to mi'ila. There's another iser, iser deiraisa, an iser ana, known as the iser kodesh. The makar to the iser kodesh seems to be a taisvis. Taisvis in three places in Shas. In terms of what the beer in this taisvis is, maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow. But for now, be'ezus Hashem, another intense mesechta. Mesechtes Me'ila. Mesechtes Me'ila really talks about a lot of things that we've seen together throughout the last year and change that we've been learning, say the Kachem. So we're going to gather over a lot of ideas that we've seen, albeit in a somewhat complex context, all from the context, from the prism of the laws of Me'ila. Zok the Mishnah, Kachei Kadoshim, Sheshachtam the Dorim, Mayalim Bohem. If somebody shechted Kachei Kadoshim in Dorim, so the halacha is that even though it was a Shechita Psula, still you're going to have the halachos of Mi'ila. So we know that Kachei Kadoshim, Shechitasim B'tzafen. Kachei Kadoshim, the Shechita had to be done Dafke B'tzafen. Kachem Kalim, you're allowed to shecht wherever you wanted to shecht, anywhere in the Azarif. So what happens if somebody shechts Kachei Kadoshim in Dorim? So the halacha is you're going to have the laws of Mi'ila. Ketzad, Shechtam B'dorim, Tekibel Abim B'tzafen. The Shechita, if it was done B'dorim, and the Kabbalah was done B'tzafen. Kabbalah also has to be done in Tzafen. So in this case, you got the Shechita wrong, but you got the Kabbalah right. B'tzafen, you did the Shechita B'tzafen for Kibbalah and B'darim. And the Kabbalah was done B'darim. So you got the Shechita right, you got the Kabbalah wrong. Shachat Bayayim V'Zarek Balayla. What happens if you did the Shechita Bayayim and you did the Zerika Balayla? Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash had to be done during the day. It says, B'yayim Tzafseyes B'nei Yisrael HaKav Yitzkor B'nei. All Avoida, Shechita, Kabbalah, Loch HaZerika, everything had to be done during the day. So in this case, a person messed up. He did the Shechita Bayayim, that's good, but he did the Zerika Balayla. Balayla was Zerika Bayayim. Or if someone did the Shechita Balayla and did the Zerika Bayayim. Oy sheshach ben chutz lezmanu v'chutzim koymoy. Or if the Shechita was done with a Machsheves Pigel, whether it was the chutz lezmanu type of Machsheves Pigel or the chutzim koymoy Machsheves Pigel. The halach in all these cases is moyalim bayayim. Even though you made a mistake, even though you didn't do this properly, you did the Shechita or the Kabbalah B'daroy, it was Kachi Gadashim, so that was wrong. Or you did one of them Balayla, that's a problem. Or you did it with a Machshav of Chutz Lazman and Chutz Mkoymai. These are all examples of where Avodah was done, but Psul, Dalachin, all the cases is Mayalam Behim, despite the fact that it was done improperly, still you can have the laws of Mi'ila. Kalam Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said as follows. How do you know if a carbon is possible, whether there's going to be Mi'ila or there's not going to be Mi'ila? Kol Shahis L'Shas Hetel L'Kayhanim. Anytime you do the Avodah, and the basar, we're talking about Kachi Gadashim, is mutter to the kayanin, even if a psul happens later, the halach is a mile but it's not going to be me'ilah. The chosh lehoyla shas hetel the kayanin. If, however, there was a psul, and the psul was such that there was never a proper zrika, the baser never became mutter to the kayanim, then the halach is mile of them, then there is going to be me'ilah. Ezi shoyla shas hetel kayanim, so Rabbi Shu explained. He said, what's an example of a carbon that was brought the psul where the basar had a shas hetel l'kayanin, it only became pasul later. So he gives three examples. Shalana, if the basar became pasul because of lina, v'shenitma, or if it became tame, v'sheyatza, or it left azar, it became pasul b'yotza. Those are examples where the carbon became pasul, but it was mutter ba'achila to the kayanin before it became pasul. What's an example of kachim that becomes pasul that was never mutter to the kayanin? So the Mishnah already mentioned a few examples. Shenishchata chutzus manu chutzum kayma, if it was no one in machshavas pigel, v'shekivul psulin, or if someone that's not allowed to do the avodah did the kabbalah, v'zarkus dama, or someone that's not allowed to do the zrika did the zrika. The bottom line is, says the Mishnah, that if kachim kadashim was either shechted b'darim, or the kabbalah was done in darim, or the shechita or the zrika was done balayla, or it was brought with a machsheves pigel, the halach is mayalim behem, you're still going to have a me'ilah. Stating that, Rabbi Yeshua said, it doesn't mean, don't walk away and think that any time kachi kadashim is brought b'psul, or any time you have pasul kachi kadashim, it necessarily means that you can have me'ilah. It depends. Klal lom Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave us a rule of thumb. The examples of the Mishnah is where there was never a shaset l'kayan. And being that there was never a shaset l'kayan, the halach is there's going to be mila. What's Pashup Shan in the Mishnah? Pashup Shan in the Mishnah segues very nicely from what we spoke at in the introduction. And that is Kachi Kadashim wakes up in the morning with the laws of mi'ilah. Kachi Kadashim is the quintessential Kachi Hashem. Rashi says, Kachi Hashem, hamayuchadim l'Hashem, yotzu kachim kalim. Because Kachi Kadashim has mi'ilah. When is there no me'ilah by kachi kadashim? Basar kachi kadashim la'achaz rika. That's when there's no me'ilah. In the cases of the Mishnah, there was a zrika, but it wasn't a kasher zrika. Why wasn't it a kasher zrika? Because in order for the zrika to be kasher, you need four kasher avodas. The zrika is the culmination, but you need four kasher avodas. In all of the cases of the Mishnah, there was a problem. The shechita was bedarim. It was supposed to be b'tzaf, and the Kabbalah was b'dar. The Zrika was done by Laila. There was a machshev as pigle. You didn't have a kasher Zrika. If you didn't have a kasher Zrika, that means there was no Zrika to be matir the basar. There was no Zrika to be moitzi the basar, midei me'ilah. So what's the halacha? The halacha is you're going to have me'ilah. Kachi kadashim starts off being subject to the laws of me'ilah. How does it become ois me'ilah with a zrika? You would need a kasher zrika. The case of the Mishnah where there was no kasher zrika. Stating that zok Rabbi Yeshua, klal amar Rabbi Yeshua, what would be if there was a kasher zrika? What would be if you did a shechita b'tzafin with all the right kavanas and a kabbalah ilach zrika? Everything was done perfectly, to the T. What happened afterwards? The basa was nifsal belina. Somebody took it out of the azar and then he brought it back in. Now it's pasul. But it became pasul after the zrika. Oh, being that it became pasul after the zrika, so it was basar kachi kadashim lachas. It was a kasher zrika. The psul that happened later. Once you have a kasher zrika, what's the halacha? Zrika's moitzi midei me'ilah. So it's for that reason, there's not going to be me'ilah. So this mishnah, it's a little bit of a complicated mishnah, but in light of the introduction, it's very simple. It's very, very pashut. Because kachi kadashim starts off with the halacha mila. And that's why the first toast in the Masechta speaks out that the mishnah's talking dafka about kachi kadashim. Why not kachim kalim? Because by kachim kalim, this wouldn't be true. It's only true by kachim kadashim, where there is mi'ilah without a kasher zrika. Kachim kalim is just the opposite. Kachim kalim needs the zrika for there to be mi'ilah. So it's pashit that if there would be an improper shechita kabbalah ilacha zrika, the halacha is not that there would be mi'ilah, then there would not be mi'ilah. So Tosfos says we're talking dafka about kachi kadashim. Kachi kadashim is dafka. Because if we were dealing with kachi kalim, of course the halacha wouldn't be true. Also, we're talking about the basar of the kachi kadashim. Because as it relates to the emurim always has mi'ilah. The emurim, it doesn't matter what happens before or after. The zrika is never matter. It's never moitzi the emurim de mi'ilah. It's only the basar. So the Mishnah's halacha is talking dafka about kachi kadashim. Not only is it talking dafka about kachi kadashim, it's talking dafka about basar kachi kadashim. That's the first part of understanding the backdrop of today's daf. Zokta Gemara, Ketani, Kachi Kedashim Shashachtim, Bedar, Mayulim Behen. The Mishnah said that if you have Kachi Kedashim, so for example, you have a carbon chatos, and the Shechita was done Bedarim, so what's the halacha? Mayulim Behen. And what's the svara we just spoke out? Because Kachi Kedashim always has Me'ilo. When's there no Me'ilo by Kachi Kedashim? Only if there was a proper Shechita Kabbaloi Lachas Rika. Being that the Shechita was done Bedarim, you didn't have a proper Shechita Kabbaloi Lachas Rika. So, status quo, you can have the Lachas on Me'ila. Fake, the Gemara Pshita. Wow, so this is so Pasha to the Gemara. We're trying to figure out what Me'ila even means. And the Gemara says, this first Halacha that we just come figured out is really Pshita. Says the Gemara, Mishum de Shechitasim Bedarim, Afikinun Midei Me'ila. Why would you think there's no Me'ila? Meaning, everything we just said is really Me'ila 101. It's very simple. Kachi Kedashim has Me'ila. When's there no Me'ila? Zerika. Pasuk Kachi Kedashim. Lach HaZerika. There was no Kachi HaZerika. There's no Kachi HaZerika. Generally, Pasuk there's Me'ila, says the Gemara. It's Rechzol Gadai Dachamina. I would have thought, Hayo Vama Ula Am Rab Yoichim. Being that Ula said the name Rab Yoichim, and Kachim Shemesu Yatsim Midei Me'ila Dvar Toiro, that if you have Kachim and it dies, you have Kachi Kedashim, and then the animal just died. No Shechita, it just dropped dead. That Lach is no Me'ila on that Nevela. This dead animal right now doesn't have the laws of Me'ila Dvar Toir. We'll see on the days. That means that Midei Rabbanan there is Me'ila. But Midei Reis there is no Me'ila. So you would have thought, Hachanami, Kachi Kedashim, Legabi Darim, Kamad Chantinun Dami. So maybe if you take Kachi Kedashim and you shecht it Bedarim, being that it's not a Kachi Shechita, maybe we should look at it as if it's not a Shechita at all. Maybe you look at this animal as if it just died. You look at it as if it's a Nevela. And if the Lach is that Kachim Shemesu Yatsami Demi Ilo, maybe Kachi Kadashim Shenishchadu Bedarim is also Yatsami Demi Ilo. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. It's not the same. Why is it not the same? This line is important in understanding what's going on here. Because Kachim Shemesu Loi Chazu Klal. When Kachim just dies, it's Loi Chazu at all. Avol Darim, if you shecht Kachi Kadashim Bedarim, this is an important line. Nehi De'enei Roi LeKachi Kadashim. It's true. Darim is not a place where you can shech kachim kadashim, avurahu the kachim kalim. It is a place that you can shech kachim kalim. And even though right now you're shechting kachim kadashim, but that means that it's not like you just died. Because, what are you going to tell me, you just dropped dead? If shechting in Darim is considered dropping dead, how can you shech kachim kalim in Darim? So even though I shechted kachim kadashim in Darim, which really had to be betzavim, but it's not commanded kachantim in Darim, so you don't have ulaz halacha of kachim shemesu yatsimidei mi'ilu dvartere, and it's for that reason, says the Gemara, it's at the very least a chiddush, meaning you would have thought the chiddush is that if you shecht kachim kadashim in Darim, it should be commanded kachantim in Darim, you should look at it as kachim shemesu, which is yatsimidei mi'ilu, kamash malan, that you don't look at it as kachim shemesu, that's yatsimidei mi'ilu. So a few things in terms of understanding the Gemara. Incidentally, the rest of the daf is going to flow pretty smoothly. But as long as you get the yesoides, everything flows. So what's this halacha? Kachim shemesu yatsim de mila. You have an animal, it's kachim gadashim, it's miyuchadim lashem, and then it drops dead. What's the halacha? Yatsim de mila. Why is it yatsim de mila? The teretz is pasha. Because we spoke out in the introduction that what's the definition of kachim Hashem? It's not kachim gadashim. Gadashim really versus kachim kalim. The definition is it miyuchadim lashem or not? Once kachim dies, there's nothing to do with it anymore. You can't give it to Hashem. You can't be mocked with it as a carbon. So it's not considered miyuchadim l'Hashem anymore. Incidentally, Rashi speaks out an idea that we saw a lot in Masechtas Tmura, and that is that the Ula holds that you can't be paid the kachim l'achil on the klavim, which means once kachim dies, you can't even be paid it. And being that you can't be paid it, it has no value. There's nothing you can do with it. You can't be mocked with it, and you can't be paid it. Because what would you do with the actual Nevela, you would have to feed the l'klavim. You can't be paid the kachim l'achilim l'klavim. It's machlokes and shas. But Ula holds that way. The point is nothing to do with this. And being that there's nothing to do with it, what's the miyuchadim l'ashem? It's the nitokai miyuchadim l'ashem. And being that there's no miyuchadim l'ashem, it's for that reason there's no mil. That's the yisoid of Ula's halach. If that's the case, we have to ask ourselves a question. Kachim that becomes puzzle. It's mavur in our Mishnah. There's miila. So if you shechted a bedarim, there's miila. Why? We said it's very simple. Because kachim gadashim has me'ila, you would need zrika to be moitzi, the basar midei me'ila. There was no kasha zrika. If there's no kasha zrika, so k'muvin, there's going to be me'ila. So it's very nice there was no kasha zrika. Abishtalzach tefraga, the kachem is pasal right now. So if the kachem is pasal right now, it's not miyuchadim l'ashem. What are you going to do? What do you do with kachem that's pasal? You burn it. You whatever. It's also about no. You can't put it on the mizbeach. So it's not miyuchadim l'ashem. So l'chayra, if it's not miyuchadim l'ashem, then the vaita should be no me'ila. What's the teretz? The teretz is, there's a whole perek in Shas called Perek Mizbeach Mikadosh. It's the ninth Perek in Masechet Zvachim, and it deals with the halacha of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So what does Im Olu Lo Yerdu mean? The halacha is that even though if you have a carbon that's possible, you're not allowed to take that carbon and the Emurim, for example, and put it on the Mizbeach, stating that it says in the Torah, Kol Anoigeya B'Mizbeach Yikdash, and we learn from there that if you have the basar, or the emurim, of a carbon that's possible, and it goes on the mizbech im alu, it happened by mistake, b'dievet lo yerdu. Once it goes on the mizbech lo yerdu, you leave it there, you're not supposed to remove it. The reason, this is the lumdus in the sugya, the reason that our mishnah is true, the reason if you have kachik adashim that becomes possible, the aloch is there's still going to be me'ila, is because it's still miyuchadim l'ashem. And the reason it's still miyuchadim l'ashem is because there's a halacha of im alu lo yerdu. That's the reason. Because im alu lo yerdu, it's precisely for that reason that the halacha is that it's still considered miyuchadim l'ashem, and that's why you're still going to have me'ila. Kachim shem me'isu im alu yerdu. There's no tachas. There's no miyuchadim l'ashem anymore. Whereas kachi kadoshim sheshachtem bedarim, the halacha is im alu yerdu. And being that the halacha is im alu yerdu, it's still considered kachi Hashem. The reason, the svar of the Gemara, by saying that if you shech kachim bedarim, even though it was supposed to be shachut betzafen, it's still going to have me'ilah, because you could check kachem kalim b'darim. All the Gemara means to say is that being that darim is not so off in terms of shchitas kachem, that means that as it relates to kachem kadashim, it wouldn't be enough to make it a malu yerdu. That loch would be a malu lo yerdu. If it's a malu lo yerdu, now there's going to be me'ilah. That's the Havana in the Gemara. But in terms of the higher level Havana, just the big picture, when you determine kachi gadashim, whether there is mi'ilo or there's not mi'ilo, you have to know two things. So you have a piece of bus or kachi gadashim, mi'ilo or no mi'ilo. There's two things you have to ask yourself. Was there a kasha zrika? If there was a kasha zrika, there's not going to be mi'ilo. There's not going to be mi'ilo, because zrika is moitzim de mi'ilo. But there's another question that you have to ask yourself, and that is, if there wasn't a kasha zrika, was the psul so bad that the halach of this carbon is a malu yerdu? Because if it's so possible that the halach is a malu yerdu, it's vaita not going to have me'ilah. Not for the same reason. If there's a zrika, it's not going to have me'ilah, because that's the halach. Zrika's moitzi basa kasha gedasha minei me'ilah. If it's psul is such a psul that it's a malu yerdu, it's also not going to have me'ilah. That's ula zalacha. Kachem shemesu yatsu minei me'ilah. The only time a carbon that's pasul is going to have me'ilah, or the only time basa kachem gedashim is going to have me'ilah, if it's somewhere in between. There wasn't a kasha zrika, because kasha zrika would be moitzi minei me'ilah. It's also not so pasul that it's a malu yerdu. So you'd have to have a psul, but a psul that's only in a malu yerdu dig a psul. Because if it's in olu yerdu psul, if qualitatively it's on that level, the psul, then it's kachem shemesu. And kachem shemesu, it's commanded chankinun dami, the halacha is, weiter it's not going to have me'ilah. So essentially, the halachas of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that you could have kachem kadashim, and you can mess it up. You did the shechita bedarim, you did the kabbalah bedarim, you did the shechita or the zrika balayla. It was done with a machshavas pigul of chutz hazman and chutz hamkayim. The halacha is still me'ilah. What the Mishnah is saying is two things. Number one, there was no kasher zrika. That the Gemara said was pshita. That we realized. That's obviously there was no zrika. So you don't have the halacha of basi kachi gadashim lachas zrika that doesn't have me'ilah. But also what you're saying is that the psul is not such a festive psul that the halacha would be a malu yerdu. And being that it's a malu lo yerdu, it's for that reason the halacha is you're going to have. And it's the second piece that the Gemara said is the chiddush of the Gemara. Either way, lama lila misni kol hani. So Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples of psulim where the halacha is that it's not such a psul that we view it as kachem shemesu, and it's for that reason the halacha is you're going to have me'ila even by the pasuk kachem gedasha. The Gemara says tzrichi. Each psul that's mentioned, the Mishnah has a little bit of a chiddush, because itana shachta b'darim, had the Mishnah only said shachta b'darim, viki b'damim b'tzafin, you would have thought hacha de ispu me'ila. Over here, maybe this me'ila mishum the kabbalah b'tzafin, because the kabbalah was done b'tzafin. But what if the shechita was done b'tzafin and the kabbalah was done b'darim? Ha'il v'kibel b'darim, being that the kabbalah was done b'darim, nafik midei mi'ila. Maybe there shouldn't be mi'ila. Meaning the Gemara is saying there's a chiddush. Even after you say shachtem b'darim has mi'ila, you still have to tell me kabbalah b'darim has mi'ila, because you would have thought that maybe kabbalah b'darim is worse than shachtem b'darim. Why should kabbalah b'darim be worse than shachtem b'darim? This is also Zvachim 101, because the Gemara says shechita lav avoydei. So even though there's a lot of halachos that govern shechita, but shchita at its core lavavoide, shchitas ksheir bizarre, according to a lot of Rishonim, you didn't have to use a klisharis. You can take a knife out of your pocket and do a shchita. It didn't have to be done with a klisharis. So being a shchita lavavoide, maybe shachtam bidarim, that's not enough to be moitzi midei me'ila. There it's a molu lo yerdu. As opposed to kibla bedarim, maybe that's worse. Vitana hai, had it said, shachtim bedarim and kibla damim bedarim, that Allah says me'ila, you would have thought, havim ini yamamas, manak rabahu. Maybe that's all where you did it during the day. The issue was, you did it in the wrong place. But what would be if the shechita was done by night, and the zrika was done during the day? Laila lavs man hakrava. There, maybe at night is worse, meaning maybe the wrong time is worse than the wrong place. But maybe with the zrika was done at night. So first the Mishnah mentioned you did it in the wrong place. There's still me'ila. What about if you did it at the wrong time? Sounds like from the Mishnah that the wrong time is worse than the wrong place. And there too, the Mishnah has to mention both from the Shechita perspective and from the Zrika perspective. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It doesn't matter if you were in the wrong place. It doesn't matter if it was the wrong time. Either way, the halacha is, there's still going to be Me'ila, even by the Basar Kachi Gedashim. What was the Chiddush of the last Psulim? Chutz Lezman, Bechutz Lemkaimel, Maichazu. So here the Gemara says another Gishmaka real kachim svar, and that is hayla maratzim l'kibigulam. We know that the only time you have pigul is if you have four kosher avoidas. So there's a tanayim pigul that you have to have kosher avoidas. Now that's a little bit of an oxymoron, because a carbon pigul is like the worst a carbon could possibly be, right? If you ever want to give an example of a carbon that's problematic, it's pigul. That's like the worst. It's the epitome of, it's literally the poster child for a problematic carbon. But the only time a carbon could become pigul is if there were four kosher avoidas. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, kartzas kosher, kachartzas pasul. Just like a kosher carbon requires dalar avoidas, so too a pigul carbon requires dalar avoidas. Now obviously those dalar avoidas can't be kosher. If it's pigul by definition, it can't be kosher. It means lulei the pigul, it would have been four kosher avoidas. Bottom line is, the Gemara is saying a beautiful svara, that being that the only way a carbon becomes pigul is with four avoidas, that means a carbon that's pigul has to have in it a shchita gabolo ilach hazrika. It means it has hazrika. So if it has hazrika, basar kachi gadashim lach hazrika, ziyatsa midei me'ilo. So maybe a carbon pigul doesn't have me'ilo because it had hazrika. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It doesn't matter if the shechita was bedarim, the kabbalah was bedarim. It doesn't matter if the shechita was balayla, the zrika was balayla. It doesn't matter if it was chutz lezman, chutz lemkayma. In all these cases, at the end of the day, you didn't have a kosher zrika. It's also not kachim shemesu. And being that it doesn't have a kosher zrika, and it's not kachim shemesu, what you're left with is good old-fashioned kachi kadashim, with halacha is mi'ila. What's the halacha? If somebody shecht kachay kadashim bidarim, someone shechted kachay kadashim bidarim, im alu yerdu or im alu lo yerdu? Says the Gemara, Rabba am alu yerdu, Rabba says im alu yerdu. Rabbi Yosef am Rabbi Yosef says im alu lo yerdu. The halacha is im alu lo yerdu. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, suck the Gemara, loiti bayalach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no machloikis. The kuli amaloi pligi, the malu yerdu. So who's Rabbi Yehuda? So maybe we'll go into it more in tomorrow's daf. But for now, Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned in a Mishnah, in Perek Mizbech Mekadish, in Mesech Tezvach and Dapidal and Aleph. He holds nishchata balayla. The halacha is imalu yerdu. And the Gemara assumes that if nishchata balayla is imalu yerdu, so too Rabbi Yehuda would hold that kachay kadashim, sheshachtam bedarayim, would also be im alu yerdu. I entice this, by the way, but either way, that's what the Gemara says. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that nishchata balayla is im alu yerdu, so to kachay kadashim sheshachtim bedarim is for sure going to be im alu yerdu. So there's no machloikas Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. It's pashat halach is going to be im alu yerdu. What was machloikas? Leave it to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds nishchata balayla in that Mishnah, Mesech Nizvachim, that halach is im alu yerdu. What about kachay kadashim sheshachtim bedarim? Is it the same as nishchata balayla according to Rabbi Shimon or not? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef says that if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that nishchata balayla is im alu lo yerdu, so too the halach is going to be, so too the halach is going to be as it relates to kachin kadashim sheshachtim bedarim, it's also going to be im alu lo yerdu. Rabba says no. Ad kalakam Rabbi Shimon ela benitonin lemata shenasa lemayla. Oy benitonin lemayla shenasa lemata. When does Rabbi Shimon hold that im alu lo yerdu by nishchata balayla? And you see that he says it even if you do something in the wrong place, but that's if the zrika was not in the wrong place. If you did a zrika, shalayim kaima. Ulaylam the shachtan, vikimam dabam betzaf. But only if the shchita and the Kabbalah was not betzaf. Aval hacha, but over here, kimin the shachtan bedarim. Being that the shchita, which is what kills the animal, was done bedarim, kemandech hankinun dami. It's kemandech hankinun. If it's kemandech hankinun dami, what's the halacha im alu yerdes? We have a machloikis between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Kachi kadashim sheshachtim bedarim. Imalu yerdu? Or malu lo yerdu. Rabbi says malu yerdu. Rabbi Yosef says malu lo yerdu. And the Gemara clarifies. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Perek Mizbech Mekadesh, Nishchat Abalaylo malu yerdu. There's not everyone holds malu yerdu. The Machlekes was all in the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who holds Nishchat Abalaylo malu lo yerdu. Reb Shimon who holds Azrik in the wrong place is malu lo yerdu. What about if the Shechita was not in the wrong place? Malu yerdu, malu lo yerdu. Rabbi Yosef says malu lo yerdu. Reb Shimon holds all these psulim malu lo yerdu. Rabbi says no, Shechita is different. Because Shechita is what kills the animal. And if you killed the Kachi Kadashim in the wrong place, it's Kemandechan Kinudami. Freight the Gemara, the obvious question. The Mishnah said that if you shecht Kachi Kadashim Bedarim, what's the halacha? Mi'ila. Bishlam, the Rav Yosef, Nicha. Bishlam, according to Rav Yosef, that says, according to Rav Shimon, Imalu Lo Yerdu. So the Mishnah is Rav Shimon. And the halacha is Imalu Lo Yerdu. Because you don't treat Kachi Kadashim Sheshachtim Bedarim Kemandechan Kinudami. It's not Kachim Shemesu. It's an Imalu Lo Yerdu type of psal. It's still miyuchadim Lashem. That's why you're gonna have mila. Elo le Rabba kasha. But according to Rabba, that old kachim kadashim sheshachtim bedarim nalach is a malu yerdu. If it's a malu yerdu, it's kachim shemeso. It's not miyuchadim Lashem anymore. There's nothing to do with this carbon. It's literally like a carbon, an animal that just dropped dead. It's as if somebody choked it. It's as if someone did a nechira. It's as if someone didn't shecht the two simanim. He did ikor. I don't know. He didn't shecht it properly. He batched up on one of the five halachas l'moishem misinai that govern a shechita. He didn't do a real shechita. The point is, if he didn't do a real shechita, it's a regular kachim shemesu. There's no meila. The Mishnah says there's meila. Says the Gemara, my mayalin. You know what Rabbi's going to have to tell you? When the Mishnah says mayalim, it's midirabanon. It's not mila midei raisa, but rather it's mila midei rabbanon. Says the Gemara, my ikka bein de raisa le de rabbanon. So first of all, is there a difference between mila de raisa and mila de rabbanon? Obviously, one's midei raisa, one's midei rabbanon. But is there a practical nafkamina? So Gemara says, yeah, de raisa meshalmin chaymish. De rabbanon loy. On a mila de raisa is chaymish, mila de rabbanon is not. Place to say the Gemara could have said more pashit. Mila de raisa is an asham. On mila de rabbanon, how could they bring an asham? If mila de raisa you're not mechuyev to bring a carbon, mila de rabbanon you can never be chayev because it's going to be chulun lazara. Says the Gemara, but more than that, mi ikam mila de rabbanon. Is there even such a thing as mila de rabbanon? The Gemara says in damar ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, kachem shemesu yatsu midei miila dvar Torah. Ula said that kachem shemesu there's no miila, and he added two words. He said dvar Torah. You have to be medayik. It's only midirayso, but midirabanan there is hachinami. So to here midirabanan, you're gonna have the same exact halacha, and we will stop here.